I'm Holly Clark Porter. Casey Clark Porter.
I wanted to ask you, you both, I think, met in Austin, and I detect sort of an accent. So are you both from the South? And what was it like growing up there, you know, being queer and faith-oriented?
I love Texas. I loved growing up in the South. But for me, I didn't come out until way later, and that probably was because I wasn't in an area that would allow me to see outside of what roles I was asked to be in.
I would echo Holly almost entirely. We are both very proud Southerners. We love good Tex-Mex, good Southern food, and we consider ourselves to have pretty good manners.
And what was it like to grow up? I assume you felt a calling at a young age, but to also grapple with your identity, because there was a time when the church was even much less open to, you know, LGBTQ folks than even it is now.
My call has been a lifelong thing. My mom calls me her Samuel and told me that I was her gift to God. And so the Samuel and the call of Samuel has always followed me. And so I always knew I'd end up somewhere in the ministry. I didn't know how. I thought maybe I was supposed to just be a really good church person. But after spending some time in Texas politics, I felt like it was time to realize that call and went to seminary. And it really wasn't until seminary that I was able to see who my spiritual self was. And part of seeing my spiritual self was seeing my true self. So growing up, I was very rigorously religious, and I had a very set idea of what that meant, and I would go to church and do all the things, memorize scripture, memorize the prayers. But it wasn't until I came out that I became a person who was able to pray deeply. I was able to connect with God on a whole new level and really turn my call into helping others see themselves as spiritual people.
So it wasn't until you came out to your peers as, this is who I am authentically, that maybe you could even fully come out to God as a real spiritual being?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, for me, I had a very clear sense of call when I was 15, and that has pretty much followed me wherever I've gone, wherever I've been. When I was in college, I considered other careers. They were always people-oriented careers. So this is something I've known for a long time. I've known that it's an integral part of who I am. I've always been very involved in the life of the church, wherever I've been and wherever I've lived. But it really and truly, up until I came out, I would say that my faith was a very intellectual faith. That's where I found God. I found God in study. I was a philosophy major in college. So those big questions in life, those ethical dilemmas and, you know, where faith and life kind of meet up. That's kind of where I've always lived and where I've sort of discovered the divine. But it wasn't until I came out, and really and truly, it wasn't until I started serving here at First and Central that I felt like I really became a pastor, that I was really able to care for people because I finally cared for myself, and this community cared for me and accepted me and accepted my relationship and marriage to Holly fully.
More than accepted. Championed.
Yeah, thank you. More than accepted celebrates it with us.
Absolutely, and you guys are the first married queer couple to be ordained at the same time, which is a landmark.
We have been telling people, and we feel very deeply that this is something that is expressed well, that this is a celebration of everyone who's been here. We might be the first in this particular moment, but there have been so many other couples who we're not the first. We're not the first queer clergy couple. We're just the first being recognized and ordained out. And we feel so grateful for the shoulders we stand on. I have so many people that I know who have never, even as single people, never been given this opportunity simply because of their sexuality. And I am so grateful to those I know, to those I don't know, to the named and to the unnamed for their work and their pain and their joy in getting us here today.
I would echo Holly. There are so many shoulders that we do stand on, people that have guided us to this point, and we are utterly grateful to them. We get to sort of be the faces of this, but there are so many people that we are thinking of and that we will be thinking of Sunday. So many friends that have played a role in getting us to this place.